The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
And welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is some kind of podcast here we got for you. It's on the internet. It's in the comedy category. And what kind of comedy are we making ha-has about? I know that's a touchy subject these days. Well, these are for everybody because these are about internet reviews.
It's for everybody.
those are for everybody. I think. I don't know. A lot of these reviewers really know their audience more than their audience seems to know themselves. You know what I mean? But that's just what it's like to be a soothsayer. I don't got nothing to start this week. What do you got, man?
Oh. Okay, let's see. I'll go with this one. I just found this today. This is an Amazon review for the Mia Catch Cat Tongs 7-inch White. It's a pair of tongs, but the ends of them have silicone made to look like little kitty cat hands.
Little kitty paws.
Kitty paws, you might say. As the product says, they're 7 inches, which is decidedly smaller than most tongs you might be using in your house or kitchen. But hey, good news, it's made in Japan, great as a favor, or part of a Japanese-themed gift. Here is what Daniel McAllister has to say. Daniel titles his review, Cats Love These, and writes, My girlfriend's cat absolutely loves these. Bought them as a cute kitchen gift, but they will never be used in the kitchen, as the cat has claimed them as her own personal petting device. Her cat head fits perfectly in the vise, and the little paws on the tongs provide just the right grip to scratch her cat noggin and neck. It's like she's getting pet by another cat. 4 stars.
What I'm hearing is, we need some kind of giant tong massage devices.
some human hand tongs. Yes, I'm glad. I'm glad you got where this was naturally leading.
Like tongs the size of bolt cutters.
Good God.
With silicone hands on them. They're perfectly squeeze my little head between and
keep my noggin in there. Ooh.
Nothing like getting my nog squeezed on, you know what I mean? After a long day.
I mean, regular human hands just aren't grippy enough.
that's really true.
Get in there.
I don't know. Sometimes it's easier to ask the significant other to convince them to give you that massage if there's some sort of, if it's a tool-assisted run,
let's say. You got an apparatus. You got a device that they can lean on a little bit.
It's the apparatus. That's why those little vibrating knickknacks at the front of the dollar store, why that's such a huge industry.
Oh, yeah. Those little pressure points just,
Yeah, those I'm always like, what a piece of crap. And then, you know, you put it on your back and you're like, oh, my God.
I need this. And then 2 days later, it stops working. You're like, well, that's a good 2 days.
Good. I mean, that was about 325, so not even going to bother getting batteries. Batteries cost more than that.
Mm-hmm. But giant silicone human hands? Or maybe not giant, just human-sized silicone hands? You don't need batteries for those suckers.
Unless they're wiggling around, you know?
Oh, those. You could have a whole 2 days of fun with those.
The battery's not lasting more than that, only because I'm getting such work out of it. I've got them nailed to the wall, and I'm just sort of maneuvering around and out and between these silicone hands.
Ugh.
Shimmying, being shimmied upon.
Honestly, yeah, I'm envisioning it now. You crack them up to extra power, and they just sort of slap against your belly.
Yeah, I'm overclocking mine. Letting mine give me pink belly. You know? Okay. Now I just sort of want big food to grab with big chopsticks. You know what I mean? Yeah. That could be kind of fun.
Yeah, I want to be like Tom Thumb 24/7.
Right. Yeah, just live in a world where everything's really big. Sushi, all you can eat sushi. You know, you wouldn't get your money's worth as easy, but boy, would I like two of those giant egg roll sushi things.
A tempura shrimp that's as tall as me.
Yep.
Okay.
Sleep in the middle and then eat my way out as I'm dreaming of eating also sushi. Okay. That set the mood. I'm more comfy.
Now we know where we are.
Now we know where we're at here at RevieWParty.com. This is a bit of a longer one, but I think it's worth it. It is from Amazon for dried dark raisins, 5 pound in a resealable bag, natural and healthy snack, premium quality. This is We Go Nuts brand
Love
raisins.
It. Dark raisins, though. I'm about to learn something.
Yeah, they look good. This young man in this Amazon picture here is enjoying them straight out of the bag. It says, let me send Matt the picture.
Okay, Zac Efron.
Yeah, this is the cheapest Zac Efron I've ever seen.
Yeah, Zac Efron from Southern California. But he's wearing that typical Zac Efron baby blue color shirt
and enjoying a big bag of raisins, holding them like you know they owe him something.
Yeah, he's gonna. What is Zach holding that meme? He's like oranges or something, where he's dropping so many oranges.
Pears? The guy with the pears meme?
I don't even know what it is. Maybe I've just seen that with Zach's face pasted on it.
I think that's a face Zach would make.
Yeah, he's got those raisins, top and bottom. He's cupping them.
You're thinking of the meme where Zac Efron's like looking at the camera in a wet red sweater, like with his hands on his hips. Smiling,
know.
But he's like, I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay, enough of that.
Am I going to derail Zac Efron? Oh, that's not what I expected to see.
this is terrible. William S. Laskorski, the title's their review, warning. Improperly sealed bags. Normally, my review would be 100% positive, but recently, a situation that occurred here on Amazon prevents me from doing that. Recently, in two separate orders, I received bags that were not properly sealed, and the raisins were bad. Pictures below. Amazon will not issue returns or refunds on this product. So if you order them and get one and these are open bags, you will not get your money back. I have contacted WeGoNuts.com via email and I'm waiting to see if they will ship me two properly sealed bags to replace the open ones, being they are directly responsible for shipping improperly sealed bags to Amazon for fulfillment. It would be the right thing to do. And show that they stand by their products. I will post an update indicating if they will make good on this situation. Until then, I wouldn't take the risk of ordering these raisins from Amazon. Update. I've contacted WeGoNuts.com 3 times.
Uh-oh.
First, with a phone call, which gave a message stating all problems with these products should be reported via email. Then twice via email, requesting properly sealed replacement bags. I've gotten no response. It's now obvious that We Go Nuts doesn't respect its customers enough to even try to fix a problem caused by their own faulty packaging. I do not tolerate being disrespected like this. I will never purchase anything sold by We Go Nuts. I suggest all potential customers seriously consider my experience before placing any orders. You may get ripped off like I did. Amazon won't even allow me to leave a seller feedback since they fulfilled the orders. Nice scam they got going. Disgusting. Update. We got WeGoNuts.com never answered my emails. Apparently, they don't care if we get defective products through Amazon, or that they just don't care about good customer service. No matter which one, I will never buy their products again. Think twice before you buy WeGoNuts. 1 star.
We are dealing in absolutes here. My goodness. Never again. But then just feeling that adamantly enough to say, guess what? Did you think they responded and I just didn't update? Well, no, they didn't. They never answered twice.
Listen, I saw that someone rated this helpful and they were waiting with bated breath to know if we got those nuts response.
Waiting on those updates.
I'm here to tell you, I got no nuts. All right. Where's the we? And we go nuts. It sounded more like I go nuts for scams.
I'm looking here on WeGoNuts.com, and I figure, what's the Amazon price for these dark raisins? Are they the Thompson Select dark raisins? Or the Jumbo Thompson?
These are just some run-of-the-mill dried grapes. A 5-pound bag, we got $22.
Okay, let me click on the Thompson Select dark raisins. See what we got. A 5-pound bag.
Tell me, Tommy selected these?
Okay, 5-pound bag is $27. But these are the Thompson Select. Let me just go on the... Oh, there's a Jumbo Thompson's. I don't know what they're selling. Maybe they're selling their garbage on... maybe it is a scam. I don't know.
These are the bad raisins. They don't even care if they're sealed. Those are the bad raisins.
But, like, just... Maybe... Like, sometimes, you know, booking on Trivago and all them... Third-party sites, Kayak, I don't even know all of them under the sun. When something goes wrong, you have no one to cry to.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, that's what you get for trying to pull one over on us. Nah, maybe if you just go with the actual purveyor of the services or products you're trying to acquire, things would be better.
You know, sometimes there's a place you can go where everybody knows your name. They won't. And they won't care. But if you want to hold some nuts and or raisins in your hand, check some seals before you purchase. I got a place that you can go.
Like a community central place?
Yeah, some of this is usually located centrally in the community, maybe scattered throughout the community, hopefully.
And you can see the products before, prior to purchase, even.
You can pick them up. I would even wager you could run your snotty nose across this product if that's what you needed to do. I wouldn't recommend it. I don't want you to do that. But if that's what you could. That's in the realm of possibilities at this type of place. I've seen it happen.
I believe it. You're making me a believer.
Yeah, there's a place where if you like to, let's call them groceries. I don't know where I came up with that word. There's a store for it, and it's a grocery store.
Yeah. Wow.
We go groceryshopping.com. All right, you don't even have to go there. You don't have to make a reservation or anything. That's what I like about it. You can just walk in. All right. A bunch of employees that are supposed to say hi to you are going to give you side eye. You don't want to say hi to them anyway.
What's the point?
Walk past the deals, grab a couple chips from the deals aisle. You're just getting started. What you're going to find in the produce? You can buy some of that stuff. No, Jeff Bezos doesn't have to have his fingers in this. You know, Jeff Bezos thought that was such a good idea. He opened up his own little grocery store.
I'm just thinking about things that Jeff Bezos' fingers should not be in, and it's a lot of things.
Santa Claus.
That makes the list.
It makes the list. He shouldn't have Jeff Bezos' fingers in him while he's doing it.
No.
That list isn't going to turn out good. Santa's not going to have the right mind to check that twice. That little bald man is... rifling around. Do you have a review?
Yeah. Do you want another Amazon? I'll tell you, it's another kitchen product. Or do you want to completely change the flavor?
I feel like we got to stay in the kitchen now.
Yeah, we got to stay there. Okay, this is an Amazon review for the Hobie. That's double O double B H double O double B E Hobie. Red Crack, an octopus theme plastic potato masher for making mashed potatoes, avocado, bean, plantain, baby food, soft cooked food, and fruit. Smash your kitchen tool to mash. Fun holiday gift. It's a masher that looks like a squid boy.
Little squid cracking. Okay, let me take a crack at those potatoes. I got a squid.
I'll send you a picture. Put it under Zach here.
Oh. It's far more phallic than I imagined.
Okay, so I think you're going to know where this review goes. We've got a review from Steve K. Vine Voice. This is a Vine customer review of a free product. What up, Steve? You're happy you didn't pay for this. Because Steve titles his review, "Okay, this worked, but I chucked it for one good reason, period." He has a period in his title.
He means business.
Steve writes, "Okay, yes, this does work as a potato masher. It's fine. Solid plastic, one piece, works fine. But as everyone says when they see that, is that a sex toy?" So I threw it out. I have a normal looking one now, and it's great. No one mistakes it for anything else. 4 stars.
Is it the color? Is it the bright red? I almost feel like if it was a cool...
If it were... No, purple is probably not a good choice either. Mm-hmm.
Purple came a cool matte purple, but yeah, I guess you kind of, you know, any way you shake it, that thing looks like it's going in something.
Yep. And the nasty tentacles at the bottom probably don't help in any way, shape, or form.
That's what I pictured, was just a nasty tentacle situation. But it does, you know, coupled with the other gross thing, it does sort of just make it look like floppy, like noodles you don't want to touch.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, ugh. Someone has a picture of the product next to a can of Coke Zero for size comparison.
Uh-huh.
It's about a Coke Zero and a half.
Oh. So this is more than accidentally an entire Coke.
Yeah.
I mean, the potatoes are going to be mashed.
Yeah.
One way or another.
Let's just put it this way. It's going to feel comfortable in your hand. Your hand is going to know what motion you need to make when you're mashing the potatoes or the avocado. This is pretty natural, actually.
Wow. I've never been so good at cooking before.
Never been so confident in the kitchen as I am now.
Maybe there's a whole business in this, the sex toy kitchen.
Honestly, probably.
Yeah, I'm thinking of it for much more innocent reasons than...
Oh, yeah.
Just
for those body types.
For people with a lot of hours with things, you know, in their hands. A pizza slicer with a handle like a wiener might just rock right with somebody.
Might just sell. We got some the aphrodisiac mushrooms on this pizza. Let me grab the old Wang slicer so we can get to town. Get to Chow Town, and then we'll get to Funky Town. There's another town.
I just think the muscle memory aspect is really interesting and funny.
There's value there in the muscle memory. Mr. Miyagi knew what he was doing when he was having Danielson. Wax on, wax off.
Wax on, wax off. Oil on, oil off. You know, you'll be cracking eggs, a little egg cracker shaped like my little eggs that I don't want cracked.
Right. It takes a delicate touch.
If you want to do them one-handed, I don't even try. I cracked egg this morning. It was all fucked up. I was like, that's par for the course. If an egg crack goes good, that's like a bad omen for the cooking material. I guess as bad of an omen as grabbing a butt plug and mashing your potatoes would be. So I do understand this return.
He got it for free anyway, so yeah, he's not out any money.
That's true. It is. You can't just hang that in your kitchen, can you?
No.
Not without being labeled some sort of prevert. Did you see? The dinner party was wonderful, but did you see what he was mashing the potatoes with?
Oh, I had no idea he was a sexual deviant.
That'd be even worse. What if you invited some work friends over for dinner and they took you as fellow sexual deviants because of your butt plug potato masher?
As soon as they saw that like sexy chef apron, they knew something was awry. Yeah.
And then they began plotting to approach you with their propositions and intents.
Mm-hmm.
Which yeah. I don't even want to get to that place.
Kiss the cook.
I don't even want to get to the place where I'm being perceived in said context by people that have only that are judging me by my masher. I needed these potatoes mashed, and all right, and I had to grab something. I'm gonna go mash some potatoes, like on a break type situation.
Let's break it up.
Right, that's kind of what you're doing when you're mashing potatoes. Oh, it's all coming together.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to Great Reviews in History.
Oh boy, let's go. We're going back to the past.
And honestly, I could have done a bit more work in finding the primary sources myself, but this time we're gonna use the old crutch we call Wikipedia, because somebody did the work. So I'm gonna grab it with my kitty cat tongs and just feed it to all of you. Are you familiar with the Spring of Lords?
The Spring
Lords. Lords spelled Lourdes. Lords.
No, I only know one Lord.
Okay.
And she makes my music.
Okay. That's fair. Lord's water is water which flows from a spring in the grotto of Massabielle in the sanctuary of Our Lady of Lourdes, France.
Really?
Yes. The location of the spring was described to Bernadette Soubirous by an apparition of Our Lady of Lourdes on the 25th of February, 1858. So a ghost told a lady, this is where some good water is.
This is the best water ever.
Since that time, many millions of pilgrims to Lourdes have followed the instruction of the Blessed Virgin Mary to, quote, drink at the spring and bathe in it. Lourdes water is considered non-liturgical holy water. Lourdes water has become a focus of devotion to the Virgin Mary at Lourdes. Since the supposed apparitions, many people have claimed to have been cured by drinking or bathing in it, and the Lourdes authorities provide it free of charge to any who ask for it. So, water is still free. This is good to know.
Don't worry. Even though this water's the best and is holy, you can still just get it for free.
Here's the wiki chemical analysis. An analysis of the water was commissioned by French politician Anselme Lassade in 1858, same year, I guess. That's pretty good on him for being like, let's check this out before people start drinking this mystery water. They determined the water was potable, which is good. and it contained the following: oxygen, nitrogen, carbonic acid, and carbonates of lime and magnesia, a trace of carbonate of iron, and an alkaline carbonate or silicate, chlorides of potassium and sodium, traces of sulfates of potassium and soda, traces of ammonia, and traces of iodine. Essentially, the water is quite pure and inert.
Sounds like some fancy mineral water.
Yeah, they hoped it might have special mineral properties, which would let them make it a spa town. But I guess they needn't worry because they're like, it's holy anyway. So,
Doesn't have extra minerals that are extra good and special. Well, don't worry, it's holy anyway. So people are still gonna want it.
So they started making bathing installations in the 1850s. In 1880, a wooden bathing house containing 14 pools was constructed. Now here's where we get to the review, or at least a review. The French author Émile Zola visited the Sanctuary of Lourdes in 1891 and again in 1892 and wrote of the pool's unsanitary conditions. The water was not exactly inviting. The Grotto Fathers, which is a sick name. The Grotto Fathers, I guess, like, because father, brother, they're holy men, maybe. But
oh, yeah.
Whatever.
The Grotto Dads.
The Grotto Fathers were afraid that the output of the spring would be insufficient. So in those days, they had the water in the pools changed just twice a day. As some 100 patients passed through the same water, you can imagine what a horrible slop it was at the end. There was everything in it. Threads of blood, sloughed off skin, scabs, bits of cloth and bandage, and an abominable soup of ills. The miracle was that anyone emerged alive from this human slime. which is great. That's... My man does know how to write. I'm not sure. Let me open up. Well, I won't go to his full page, but Wiki preview tells me Mr. Zola was a French novelist, journalist, playwright, and practitioner of literary school of naturalism.
Flexing right there, telling us all about the natural goos and icks.
that slop and slime. but to follow on that, in 1897, there was a Jubilee pilgrimage. I don't really know. I guess it's just it's like a hootenanny of pilgrims. Like everybody traveling.
It's a pilgrimage, but everyone's having a great time. Jubilicious.
They know they're there for a party. At that 1897 Jubilee, the priest Francois Picard was thirsty after a long day. Rather than drinking fresh water, he asked an assistant to fill his glass from a bathing pool heavily contaminated from the sick pilgrims who had been immersed in it.
This is the Gamer Girl bathwater, except that was happening in 1858.
1897. We don't want to mislead anyone.
Thank you.
Quote, when the father had received it, he made the sign of the cross and drank slowly right to the end. Then he gave back the glass and concluded with a smile, the water of the good mother of heaven is always delicious.
That man ate sick, drank sick people's soup.
I know.
And he said, mmm. Okay. Sorry to sidetrack, but that man's a pervert. The only explanation for him being able to do that is he's perverse.
I mean, he was a priest, so.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's most of the quotes those are the quotes that are on the wiki page. But, God. So an author thinks that's bad juice. and a priest, delicious.
I took one look at that juice and my eyes got bad.
I guess we can end with these days. There are 17 separate bath cubicles, 11 for men, 6 or 11 for women, 6 for men. Each year, about 350,000 people use the baths. It's not heated. It's usually cold. You get in there for a minute. You pray. And the water in each bath is constantly topped up and refreshed via a pump. It is now constantly circulated and purified by irradiation.
I doubt it.
I don't know. I don't. You think they're shooting radiation at it? I have no idea.
From the sounds of it, they got a. Before I get in there, they got a deep pump. Two guys in hazmat suits got to get in there, spray it with something. Not anything natural. I need unnatural chemicals cleaning that.
I scroll to the bottom of the Wikipedia page where there's the sea also. And apparently there's a similar water in Islam. Instead of being known as Lord's water, it's called Zamzam water. Which I'm sure doesn't sound as silly if you speak that language, but
right. But for in English, that just sounds like that's like surges. Like they needed to translate surge the 90s soda to like a different language. Try the new Zamzam water. Should I review?
Yeah. That's a great review in history from a couple of men.
From a couple of dudes that were like, that's gross water. I guess the one dude, he took it and he did the cream. this is sort of a double trouble. I've been playing a lot of Monster Hunter lately. So let's not get reviews for those good games. Let's get a review or two from Amazon for that Monster Hunter movie. That they put out.
Mila Jovovich in that?
Yep, Mila Jovovich came out, I think, mid, or just, it had to be mid-pandemic, 2020. The movie about medieval fantasy kaiju killers is instead about Mila Jovovich in a military jeep killing iconic Japanese monsters.
Okay.
But don't take it from me. Which one of these should we do first? Do you want the fan perspective or the non-fan perspective first?
I'll take the non-fan. End up with our homies.
Okay. This is from Razer Max. Speaking of 90s names. They title it Top-Notch Visual Effects for a Paul W.S. Anderson Film. Going into buying and watching this film, I knew it was a Paul W.S. Anderson and, by extension, a Mila Jovovich film, which is a video game to film translation that visual-wise might work better as a big-budget Hollywood film than it does a video game. The creature visuals were some of the best I've ever seen, even topping the Hobbit trilogy and the Game of Thrones. I'm not even kidding. The CGI is state of art. The art here. What makes this effect-laden film different than most is that the locations were real. Very little CG environments. Only a few fantasy-type shots, which don't actually exist. That said, how's the story acting and everything else? Well, I have to admit I'm not familiar with the game franchise, as I am not a high-end PC or console gamer. So I went into this film thinking to just be entertained by the world it was going to establish, and I was, for the most part. The film dragged in the middle a little bit, but the final third of the film was badass. The first act was great, and it was very suspenseful, as it showed the sheer terror of the Spec Ops squad led by Mila running from monsters and all but her getting killed. The third act, when Mila and Tony Jaa took the fight back to the monster, was fantastic. The second act, where they met and prepared for the fight, is what was a little slow. And more importantly, it set up a sequel, and maybe more to that end. So hopefully, and knowing Paul, he'll find a way to make more of these films, just like he did with Resident Evil 4 stars.
Did he say Mila dies? Or did I miss here?
No, the squad. Mila's whole squad dies.
Oh, okay. So she's got to get revenge. I see.
Yeah. Oh, no, my boys. The kaiju ate my boys.
I'm taking the fight to you.
I'm Tony Jaa, and I'm taking the fight to you.
That was surprisingly open-minded for somebody who's not a fan of the games.
I think this guy's just a popcorn movie fan. Well, yeah, one of those people that likes to movies.
One of those guys.
Yeah, when like your grandma says that the television is going to rot your brain, this is the kind of guy
that your grandma's she was worried about.
Right. Here's a man who loves some mind-melting entertainment.
Yeah, when he said he wasn't a high-end PC or console gamer, ooh, what are you melting yourself on?
He's playing like Minesweeper. Not even golf.
Got some trash mobile game.
Oh, this is like a Flappy Bird. This is like a Farmville guy.
This is yeah, Bejeweled.
Oh yeah. touch the shiny rocks guy.
Oh yeah.
But let's hear it from a diehard fan. Okay. Yes. Jonathan Ventilette. They title it "No Devil Joe," so don't get your hopes up. They write, "I'm a big fan of Monster Hunter World, and by big fan, I mean I fight monsters sometimes, like every Thursday night. Just like the characters in this game, I mean movie. In fact, this movie has a similarities to the game. The only thing that was really missing was the fact that none of the characters in the movie have neon pink spiky hair. This really took me out of the atmosphere and completely broke my immersion. I did think it was kind of lame that the big bad boss was our standard Rathalos, however... It turns out that the big bad boss was not a standard Rathalos, and that Rathalos was the biggest Rathalos that I've ever seen. The illusion that it was a normal Rathalos is due to poor camera cuts and fast-paced editing that makes it feel like a YouTube video aimed at a young teen audience. In terms of gameplay, I mean plot, the main quote-unquote... quote-unquote Monster Hunter was attacking the Rathalos with fire weapons. That didn't even come close to aiming at the tail. How do you expect to kill a Gormagala without at least a Rathalos to have as your weapon? The standard bone weapons they were using just aren't good enough to fight that thing. 4 stars.
Wow, okay.
What'd you think of that quote-unquote review?
That went far deeper than I was expecting. Analyzing the logistics of taking down a monster, what kit you're taking out there against it.
Yeah, these games are very much in the spirit of Mega Man. Like you gotta
right.
You know, you gotta fight the water guy before you fight the fire guy, and you gotta fight the earth guy before you fight the fire guy. So who are you gonna take the L and try and grind first with your little puny bone weapons?
Mm-hmm.
This guy says, don't do that to Rathalos. What are you crazy? That's a bigger Rathalos than the YouTube edits made you think it was.
Do they have pinky spike hair in
yeah, in the games? I mean, usually you got a helmet on, so you don't even see it. But, you know, that's a character creator, and some people, I imagine, indulge in some neon hair colors. I'm very cool. Mine's all black. I got black eye makeup. I look like a warrior, berserker. I don't use bone weapons, all right? I don't use guns with Mila Jovovich. I don't die like those squatties. So I'm in the comfort of my own home eating a hot dog. Playing a video game. What'd you think of the joke of the "this is a video game review"? Haha, no, it's a movie review.
That was, I don't know. The execution was there. It was written with bone weapons. It did not get the job done.
Right. You really need sort of the plastic pen writing line, tree.
Sharper implements for sure. Oof.
Right. You got to go for the tail of this review. Or you got to hit.
Yeah, if the joke were there, it may have hit better at the end.
Right. Yeah, punchlines are a lot like Monster Hunter hunts. You know, the movie adaption just sucks. Do you have a review?
Yeah. Do you want another movie review, or do you want one that's kind of related to creatures and dinosaurs?
Oh, a creature dinosaur one sounds like a fun Okay. Continuation.
Guess what? It's also in a kitchen.
Let's go.
This is an Amazon review for, scroll all the way up to the top of the page, for the Ototo Nessie Ladle Spoon, turquoise cooking ladle, cooking gifts used for serving spoon, stew, gravy, chili, high heat resistant, Loch Ness stand-up soup ladle.
I'm almost positive I'm picturing this exact product in my mind right now.
It's like a turquoise little ladle, but it's got little feet. It's got a little face on it. It's a little Nessie.
Oh, right, man. And the head sort of is the hook of the ladle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a review here from Sean C. Gravelin. And Sean titles his review in all caps, "Terrible and flimsy." Sean writes, "My fiance saw an ad for this and remarked how cool she thought it was. I ordered on the down low to surprise her. This thing is the biggest waste of time, money, hope, faith in commerce, etc. The ladle itself is not very large, and the handle is so flimsy that you literally cannot scoop anything with it, or the handle bends and spills everything everywhere. If you were considering buying one, you should consider shooting yourself in the feet with a nail gun and just scooping hot items directly out of the pan with your bare hands while the skin falls off. Both will be less painful than trying to make a stupid dinosaur ladle work. I really don't know how they get away with selling stuff of such poor quality. 1 star.
People that took the advice of this review were the same people going to those baths we heard about earlier.
Yeah. Oh, nail my feet, nail gun to my feet? Okay.
Oh, well, burn all my skin off? Okay. Yeah, go to the bath?
Yeah, I need to scrape off this burned skin. I need to put it in some cold Lord's water.
Don't worry, there's a pump now, okay?
Oh, wait, what is that, blood in the water? No, it's just the chili that was on my hands.
That's just the chili. There's a pump now. The other striking part of this review was the cartoon floppiness that would happen whenever you try and pour your gravy.
Yeah, I can picture what's going on, too. Just like, womp. Come on.
It's going good. All of a sudden,
you try and squeeze it, but that's just, no, you're just pinching it then. And
yeah, it's a trombone noise type of product that we have here. I think there's a joke too about how it's the Loch Ness monster, and also it's like a fake scam, doesn't work product.
Yeah. It was all sort of a joke on you to get you just to spend money.
Mm-hmm. And those pictures aren't really of it. That's just of a log and some soup.
It's a myth.
So the entire ladle is a myth. Actually, the entire concept of a ladle is a myth. Every ladle you've ever seen, think again. Did you really see that ladle? When's the last time you used a ladle, Matt?
It's a couple days ago.
A couple days ago. But it's blurry. You think. Yeah. You could. Someone could say, are you sure you had soup? You could have had casserole. That's how I would feel.
What in God's name? Somebody has a picture of their ladle, and it's on a Christmas tree, and it's in a lampshade, and it's in a pillowcase peeking out, and it's in the car with it's buckled in to the seat.
If they want a cute Loch Ness monster thing, why don't they just get that instead of an actual ladle? Yeah,
that person, they just bought a toy.
Yeah, it's like when the little kids, you go to like the kitchen aisle of Target and a little kid sees a cute kitchen item and gets obsessed with it as though a toy. Except these are adults. That's, I guess, the problem. But problems, we ain't got any because we're finishing this episode of Review Party. Thank you.
Thank you.
For listening to episode 171 of ReviewParty.com. We got new episodes of them, their podcasts every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. Every Tuesday morning, wherever you get your podcast, we will be there, nestled, ready for you to listen. Mm-hmm. If you want to send in a funny review like these ones, especially if it's about food, Because we're always hungry when we record. That's
yep. So hungry.
My stomach just literally gargled. I ate a freaking pizza before we recorded. Send it in to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name so we can throw you some credit.
If you want to reach out to us some other way, guess what? I've got my phone open right now. What am I looking at? Instagram. You can find us there. I'm going to flip apps. Where am I going to go? Ooh, TikTok. You can find us there too at reviewparty.com. Oh, man. This bee just body slammed a hummingbird. I'm sorry. That's a wild TikTok. we've got better content than that, though. I'm going to say that right now. We're also on X at Review Party Pod, and you can find us on Letterboxd. Just search Review Party. Wherever you search users on that.
You're just searching around.
You're just searching around. Maybe you'll find us. If you don't want to just like blindly stumble, you can always find all our stuff at reviewparty.com. What's there, you might ask? How about every single episode and listening platform ever? There's the blog where reviews are written about in some way, shape, or form every week. Unless, like, I have a busy week and then I just leave, like, a quote stub and I plan on coming back. If you find a stub, let me know. Email us at reviewparty.com@gmail.com and I'll send you a Bic for her pen. there's lots of blue on the website. There's the shop. There's the newsletter. Sign up. I'm hungry, so that's all I have to say.
Yeah. The Nosebleeds, when they're hungry, they eat bread for breakfast, because that's the name of the song that we asked them to use for our theme song. They said yes, because they're cool. Reward them with clicks and listens on their music. And reward yourself, really, above all, because it's good music. Listen to it. Search Nosebleeds on Spotify. It's just one word, people. Come on. I have this finisher. You know, one of those that I thought, that's not funny. That's not that funny right now. But after the chaos of an episode has washed over us, it's going to hit so differently. This is for the De La Cruz Sulfur Ointment Cystic Acne Treatment. Cystic Acne Spot Treatment for Face and Body, 5.5 ounces.
All right, let's go.
It's some goo. It's by Amber. They title it Holy Grail. They're right. I use this product 2 times a week to exfoliate and also overnight treatments, and it works amazingly. Stinky, but it works amazingly. 5 stars.
So it's kind of like Lord's water, right? It's just bad juice that you hope works.
Just get through the stink, and boy, will that acne just pop right off.
Hey, if you're pretty but you stink, we can ball.